listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Easy's in the house, you guys. It's Easy Talk. What's going on, everybody? It's Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're always on point and on schedule every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Looking to say, what's going on? How's everybody doing it? I hope you're doing it the easy way. How's everybody doing, actually? And I want to start out by start making this really simple. I apologize for having so many different things, but we're going to really, really focus on Easy Way Broadcast here. Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. You like that page, facebook.com/letter E letter Z way broadcasting. You'll know what's going down with Easy Way. Anything to do with the Easy Way Broadcasting Station, all of our shows, everything is going to be on that fans page. We also have our Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast, but ultimately that fans page on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. And believe me, we got so much cool stuff coming up, guys. We have so many awesome shows coming up. In fact, one of our guests today, Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. Oh, God, she's hot. Woo, she's so hot. H-I-N, Hot Endpoint Nights, F-H-M, Maxim. She's done so many covers. I think she's done like 17 plus. She's doing another 6, and she's doing a ton of calendars, and she's got a really, really cool story. She's going to be my guest today, coming on around 2:15, 2:20, somewhere around there. She's going to be talking all about the do's and don'ts, the ins and outs, and how we rock and roll the Easy Way modeling style. And she's also going to be doing a new show on Easy Way Broadcasting with a couple other casted models. We are auditioning models right now. So if you're a model and you think you got some skills on the radio and you got a cool resume, we're looking for established industry models that want to actually give advice to other aspiring models, and it's going to be a really cool produced show. It's another fun project. I know you guys have seen on youtube.com/Eric Zuli, or you've probably seen it on thewtv.com. Speaking of thewtv.com, you can also go there and check out a new episode, a new TV series that we're airing called The Rocks. And that's pretty cool. It's a TV series. It's actually airing on TV, and we'll give you all the information of where every place it's airing. But we're also now airing it and powering it with WTVNetworks.com. WTV Networks, you can go to the TV section or the entertainment section. You'll see it, The Rocks. It's a really cool episode, actually. It's unique. Executive produced by my good friend Summer, H-E-L-E-N-E. Check it out. It's a really, really cool episode. So this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, a.k.a. Easy. Or it could be Eric Easy Zuli. We're having a fun doing it the easy way, guys. So we're going to go take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Yes, sir. WTV Networks, make sure you check it out. This is Easy Talk. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, and you're listening to my show, Easy Talk. You listen to me talk and giving you all the cool things the easy way. We have a lot of awesome guests, and I can't wait for the segment at the end. Make sure you tune in to the whole show, because at the end of the show, we put on a segment called Hollywood 411, with lead reporter of the National Enquirer of all magazines. I mean, if you want that gossip, if you want that info, if you want that sweet, juicy stories of Hollywood, you got to go and listen to Easy Talk every Friday, and you got to listen to Hollywood 401 by Patricia Schiff. She's the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, and she had some cool gossip on Justin Bieber and Will Smith last week. And this week is even more of a doozy, so tune in. And we usually put that on anywhere around 2:50, 3 o'clock. Hollywood 401, that's a really awesome segment. We also have Opportunity Time sometimes. She can't do it every week. It's kind of like, iffy, a little rocky with doing it every week. But we do Opportunity Time with Roz Taylor Jordan, which is the head casting director of America's Got Talent, the TV show on NBC with Nick Cannon and all your fun celebrities that you know. She casts that show and many other shows. She's with Fremantle Media USA, head of the game show department, and she is the woman when it comes to advice on opportunities and what's coming up and all that cool stuff. We are going to be auditioning, guys. We're going to be auditioning a show. It's a entertainment, dance, fun show. It's going to open opportunities for artists, for models, for dancers, for all this stuff. We're going to be doing auditions pretty soon. We'll be holding the casting. So keep tuning in to Easy Talk to know more information about that, or follow the fans page, Eric Zuli Fans, and you will know more information about that. Now, WTV Networks, man. WTV Networks, I really want to talk about this. Go to WTVNetworks.com with an S, or the WTV.com. And check out a new artist we just posted. We're always featuring talented artists. We have a French artist by the name of LP Official. And that's O-F-F-I-S-H-A-L-L. And this guy is a tremendous French artist, international French artist, tremendous fan base, a lot of cool music videos. Check him out. It's on the music section, What You Need Music. And check out his stuff. Just posted a cool post on him, and he's making it happen, man. His music is really awesome. We're trying to feature a lot of artists right now. We're trying to feature a lot of people in the whole entertainment industry, the whole entertainment field. And by the way, the background music you guys are listening to is provided to you by Mo Egger Productions. Mo Egger does a show every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and he does sports and music with Mo Egger, and he talks to the NBA professionals, NFL professionals, the sports professionals, and then also, how does sports and music coincide? It's a really cool show. It's Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Tuesday. And yes, sir. So WTV, check that out. I'm just pressuring that, man. You gotta check out WTV. It's such a cool network, and we're keeping it updated. We got a lot of cool columns, a lot of cool information, and I think we just posted Cedric from the Lakers. There's an interview up there. A lot of cool stuff. TheWTV.com. Make sure you check that out. And speaking of supporting artists and doing what we do and making sure that we give artists their opportunity to be heard and listened to, we'll go ahead and pop on Trey Bugs. This is Twitter Lover, and tell me what you guys think.
You're looking like you wanna send them tweets tonight.
Hey girl,
that's cool with me, girl. Just make sure you mention me tonight. As soon as we got alone, girl, you started reaching for your phone, and I knew that there was only one thing. man. Heard you're looking for a Twitter boo. Mitch and Trey, but your girlfriends can follow too. Had a great time. Last night, good, the party was so loud. Trip kicks at the mall, just you and I. So fly.
Presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, we're back on Easy Talk. Yes, it's Easy Talk. That's what you're listening to. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Loud applause. Slow down. Let me talk. All right. Appreciate it. All right. Cool, guys. So that, just so you know, the guy that does that voice, a lot of people have been asking me, who is that guy that does the intros and the commercials and stuff? His name is Price Crown. That's my Ed McMahon. That's my Ed McMahon. You know, like Jimmy Kimmel has an Ed McMahon. You know, everybody has some sort of, like, sidekick and somebody that always, you know, jumps in and is, you know, it's the comedy relief and throws the intros in there and just supports the host. That's my man Price Crown. Props to Price Crown. He's the voiceover genius. You guys should hear his impressions too. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool there. So did you guys enjoy the show? I tweet me, ericzuley. Did you enjoy the show, my boy Kenton Duty from Disney? In fact, we have a caller here. I know who this is. Let's grab out a caller, talk to somebody. 914-2538. You're on Easy Talk. Can we relate? Do you hate? Are you there? Hello? Hello, caller. No caller. Okay, cool. That's all right. Sometimes people just want to listen to the show. No big deal. So, yes, it's Easy Talk, and we have a lot of cool stuff coming up, guys. A lot of cool stuff. We've done a lot of cool stuff. And so the guest coming up here real soon, she should be calling in about 2-3 minutes here or so. Her name is Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. Now, Jennifer Irene Gonzalez has done over 17 different covers of magazines, covers of the top highest companies. She's done calendars, spokes modeling. She's done jobs upon jobs upon jobs upon jobs. She knows the modeling industry. You guys can go to jgmodeltalent.com if you want to see more information. Her Twitter is jgmodeltalent as well. And she's a good friend of ours, and we're also going to be creating the show and we're talking to her. But this is going to be a lot of fun, guys, a lot of fun. Because JG Model Talent, Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, is very skilled and knows what she's doing. And I know there's a lot of models out there. I just thought about it. I'm like, you know, I know there's probably a ton of models out there that want to learn some information and really want to get, you know, get the ins and the outs and the do's and the don'ts of the modeling industry. And on my show, on Easy Talk, we're going to give you guys the real information, the real stuff. We're not going to sugarcoat nothing. We're going to give you guys the ins and outs, the real way, how producers act, tons of stuff. But if you check out our website, man, she's done a lot of stuff. Very congratulations, girl. You do your thing. Yes, you are amazing. So I'm going to read a little bit about Miss Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, which is going to be coming on pretty soon. Jennifer Irene Gonzalez has her eyes set on conquering the world, and rightfully so. The international model has been working around the globe to make Jennifer Irene Gonzalez a household name. The intoxicating Taiwanese Spanish model was crowned Miss Taiwan USA 2010 and placed top five in the Miss Asia USA competition. Soon after, a whirlwind of magazine covers, editorial features, and billboards followed, including a total of 8 magazine covers in 2012. 3 billboards, countless features, and 2 national advertisement campaigns. She's become an FHM darling with several magazines covers and spreads, including FHM Slovenia, hope I'm saying that right, April 2012 cover with Tara Patrick and Italia Cash or Kash, hope I'm saying that right, and a multi-page spread in FHM Turkey June 2011 with celebrity Jenna Bentley, amongst many, many others. Her work has just been amazing. Her work doesn't end up just on FHM. She's graced the covers of Beer magazines twice, March 2011 and September, October 2012. Skinny magazine alongside Mickey Avalon, Wheels and Heels, Miami magazine, and has also been featured on many, many pages. Very complex. Jennifer is an official spokesmodel for VP Racing Fuels and travels the states promoting the world leader in racing fuel technology. Motorsport fans from national events such as Specialty Equipment Market Associations, SEMA, and the Green Industry and Equipment Expo, GIE Expo, were able to meet with Jennifer and received they received signed calendars and posters exclusively from VP Racing Fuels. Just this summer, she was chosen as the new face of Military Watch Group, with ads already scheduled to run by the end of this year. Rogue Esquire, with previous experiences such as official spokesmodel for Outer Edge Incorporation, their line of lifestyle enhancements products, including Coma, Unwind, and Life Source. Jennifer is very excited to bring her expertise to the luxury performance watch company. Along with her spokesmodeling work, Jennifer has been featured on Fox 10, Good Day, LA, KUSI, San Diego's Leading Morning News, Telemundo, On. You guys get the idea. So she is going to be our guest. She's coming on. She'll be here real soon. In fact, I should probably shoot her a little text and take a little break here because my head hurts now from reading that wonderful bio. Man, whew. All right, so this is Easy Talk. That's what you guys are listening to. Easy Talk, the easy way. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. Hope you like the show. And this is Alizé, Code Red. I'm going to let you listen to this, and I'm going to hit my girl Jennifer, make sure she's on time because I hate when they're late. Procrastination. No, I'm kidding. All right, Alizé, Code Red. Hope you guys like it. Be right back.
Better give me that man, not a boy that can pay. Don't take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flake, gonna keep him wide awake. Say, ah, ah, ah.
We have a COVID.
Say you want it, tell it, you can make it extra hot. And know that once you get inside, listen, you can never stop. I keep it on lock, but you get the code combination. And now you got me open, cause you can keep my heart racing.
Rockin' to be better than the rest. So bet.
Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Today on Easy Talk, Eric Easy Zuli welcomes the beautiful, gorgeous, tantalizing Jennifer Irene Gonzalez.
What's up, Jennifer? How you feeling, girl?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm always good when I'm on my show talking to my wonderful fans and also talking to my wonderful friends and guests named Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, Miss
Woo-hoo!
International.
I'm excited.
Cover model of everything. I gave you a really, really good intro. I read your whole entire bio to all my fans beforehand. And now we got on the show. Here we go.
Yay. Yay. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of stuff this year.
All right, well, we can't wait to hear it. I know we met through my good friend Najee DeTez, which plays the Blue Ranger on Super Samurai Power Rangers on Nickelodeon. And he's like, I mean, you should see the texts. He's like, man, you got to meet my girl, Jennifer. She's the sweetest, coolest, most beautiful model, this, that. And I've met with many, many models. I've hung out with many models. I've met many models. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. But I had the honor and privilege to meet you in person. And we went on our little date. We went to Orange County. We had our little sushi. And then we did our little video. We did our little fun stuff. We got to know each other. And I was blown away by how down to earth and sweet and just you know, a good person you were. Like, you're the cool. I just want my fans to know you're like the coolest person. And you're not a hot, you know, you're not an industry person at all. You're just, you know, just chill. It was just so much fun to hang out with you. So now I've talked enough. We want to hear your story. How did it all get started? What do you want to say? Like, give us the – I'm rubbing a crystal ball right now. We're going back to the past.
Well, there's so much to say in so little time. But basically, you know, so far 2012 and 2013 have been my best years. And it's just about, you know, pushing yourself and going after your dreams because, you know, I have that saying, reach for the moon, you're likely to fall amongst the stars. And I've managed 16 magazine covers in a year and a half. You know, Miss Taiwan USA 2010. I'm on tour spokesmodeling for VP Racing Fuels and endorsing about 10 different products. And it's just been a fun time. We've been traveling the nation internationally even and doing great things. I got scouted a long time ago in college, but these past 2 years, I must say, have been the best because you learn from your experiences. And so I've learned the do's and the don'ts, which we're going to be talking about later on today, that have helped me out a lot.
Now, you said you've gotten scouted a long time ago. Let's go. Let's take you back in the past. Like I said, we're rubbing the easy crystal ball here. And how old were you when you first got scouted?
I was in college cheerleading. And I was always the tallest one on the team and always the tallest, skinniest. And all these little modeling agency recruit people came to try and recruit me. But, you know, I just really wasn't interested. And then finally, after so many, I decided to look into it, and sure enough, I started out in the music industry. I had a record distribution deal with Sony BMG Records. I was doing a little modeling here and there, but definitely now I'm doing mostly all the modeling.
That's pretty cool. But we're gonna have to talk about your music career.
Well, we're putting out a new album soon, so I'll have to surprise you guys with that.
Make sure you save me a spot. I rap. I'll jump on your album. I really want to go in the beginning when you first were discovered and so how did it start formulating for you? Like, what type of, what was it, people that you knew and just people started slowly introducing you to people? Did you get an agent? Did you have help with your parents? You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to know, how do you get in the modeling world?
Well, I did start out with an agent. I feel as though when you're first getting started and sometimes, this may not be the case for everybody, but sometimes the smaller agencies are better because they can spend more one-on-one time with you rather than just being a Zed card on the wall. And they were able to train me, with no additional costs, for posing, for runway, for makeup application, all your makeup model kit, everything that you need, all the supplies that you need and the information you need to make it successful as a model, because basically you're on your own out there. All they can do is contract work out. The more you hustle on your own, the more work that you get yourself. I must say, probably about 75% of my jobs I book on my own through meeting people and social networking events. So I started out with an agency, and through experience and a little bit of time, I was able to progress from there.
That's pretty cool. So would you say that the jobs are coming to you now via Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and the social media? Or
many emails and bookings now, I can't even keep up. I actually have to. I have an assistant, a PR team helping me out.
Well, there you go. That's
not a bad. I turn down more work than I'm booking it.
That's not a bad problem to have.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm very blessed. Don't get me wrong. I'm extremely, extremely grateful.
And if anybody wants to check out who Miss Wonderful Jennifer Irene Gonzalez with a Z, don't ever do it with an S. She'll beat you up. She'll get really, really angry. She'll take
her. Well, to
make
it easy for you guys, you can just do JenniferIrene.com.
Well, there you go. That's nice of you to make it easier on us. All right. So now, you got into it and stuff. What about the tools? Talk to us about the modeling tools that you need to have if you're an aspiring model and you don't necessarily know what to do. What type of tools do you need to have to book jobs?
Well, you need to. What type of tools? You know, I think very importantly, you need to be able. You need to create your brand. Just like we are doing now by broadcasting and social networking, you need to be able to get your own name out there and your brand and your image. And one of the best ways to do that, in my opinion, is through social networking and through meeting people, networking. Make business cards wherever you go, and put your name out there. Don't be shy. You can be a model with a pretty face, but if you have a crappy personality and you're afraid to talk to people, you're probably not going to go very far. Let's face it. You need to be exerted. One of the main things models are always asking me about is getting published. Well, as you see, I've done a lot of publications in a short amount of time, but in the beginning, I didn't know how to do that. I'll be sure, if somebody had these tools and resources to tell me, I would have loved to know. My best advice, if you're a model interested in getting published, is you need to do your homework. You need to go out there and seek out the publications that you want. Find out their editor's information. Make your phone calls. And some magazines like to do their own photo shoots, or you can do submissions. But I can tell you, if they're a submission-based magazine, if your photos are already posted on Facebook the minute you shoot them, they're probably not going to want them because everybody's seen them. Save your photos for your submissions. So what if you post them like 5 or 6 months later? Wouldn't you rather to have them published than just be posting them for people to like and comment right away?
Yeah, I agree. Now, when I said tools, and that's great advice, but when I said tools, I meant like headshots, Zed cards.
Oh.
So many people think that, like, for instance, when you go into a casting on any type of situation, any auditions, you have to have a headshot and you have to have the right Zed card, otherwise you won't get booked. Can you clear that up a little bit for us as far as
Is the case in most situations. You do need something to leave with them. Now with the world of technology, they do a lot of email submissions, which counts as a Zed card too. But, yeah, I do recommend having a Zed card for the models, which should include your name, your contact info, or your agency's contact info, and will also include your stats. Stats I mean by height, weight, size, shoe size, bust size, hair color, eye color. You also want your best headshot in the front, and then you also want to include on the back of your Zed card probably about 4 different looks. So that's like your one-sheet portfolio. You want like a high fashion, a commercial look. Like by commercial, I mean something like you would see in a Mervyn's catalog. A swimsuit, they want to see what you look like. And for the last one, I would recommend an interaction shot. So maybe if you're shooting with, like pretending like you're going surfing with another guy or whatever. And just keep variety so that they can see the different types of work that you do. But today, what I've been noticing too is a lot of people are hesitant to book based on just photos. So a big plus also is to send just print out one of your favorite camera phone pictures. They want to see what you look like without Photoshop, without too much makeup, without all that fancy schmanciness. And believe it or not, a lot of magazine editors are actually deleting emails if you don't have that.
Oh, okay. Well, duly noted. No fancy photo editing. Got to be yourself, natural.
Well,
brilliant.
You can have that, but they want to see what you look like. They want to see a clean canvas. Like, if you go to a model casting with, like, Ford or Elite, they ask you to come. They do their own Polaroids of you, and they want a clean face. They don't need minimal makeup, just mascara, maybe a little bit of foundation, a little bit of lip gloss. They want a clean canvas so they know what kind of art they can put on you.
Gotcha. Now, have you had experience in all the different types of genres of modeling? You know, there's beauty pageants, there's obviously print modeling, there's runway, there's all these different types of modeling. Can you go walk me through, and my fans that are listening, and your fans that are listening, the genres of modeling you've had experience in?
Well, of course, yeah, absolutely. Promotional modeling is more live modeling. It's you have to have an outgoing personality. And for example, you go to pass out flyers, or you're doing promos at the beach and you're giving sampling, or you're at conventions. And promo modeling is a lot about drawing in the crowd and approaching people and expanding your brand that way. Print modeling, there's
commercial. Don't mind the music
print
in the background. I like to keep it hype. I was getting, I just seem a little. You get to keep the mood going. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Some of the best promotional modeling work and print work actually are actually the most steady work you can get. For print modeling, like Mervyn's catalogs or Target, that's like more catalog work. It's very steady work. Then there's also the high fashion magazine work. That's a little harder to get, and that's where I say you need to do your homework and seek out the editors. There's runway modeling. For runway, they usually require it to be a minimum of 5'7", but generally they like you to be around 5'10", 5'11", maximum hips of 34 inches. And the reason why they have a height and a set size for runway modeling is because the designers usually make a sample product when they're showcasing their designs, and that's all usually one size, and they need the models to be able to fit in all of it. What else? There's swimsuit modeling. There's pageant modeling. I did Miss Taiwan USA and Miss California in 2005.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, talk to us about the pageant, because I know a lot of people want to be, there's the Miss Teen USA. I mean, there's so many different pageants. Is there any particular advice or stories you can tell us about the whole pageant modeling world? I know that's a unique world.
Well, you have to pick the right pageant. I feel like a lot of pageants are about politics. But Miss California is a really good one. I recommend it for everybody. Not just for, you know, the exposure. But pageants, I feel like they teach you how to become a part of your community, how to be a woman, how to be a role model. They teach you composure, etiquette. Unfortunately, I can't, no offense to it, but the show Toddlers and Tears, I feel, portrays a very wrong perception of pageants. I feel like pageants for kids actually can be very beneficial too, because you're teaching them at a young age how to be involved with the community, how to be eloquently spoken, and how to deal in public situations and answer things in a very respectful manner that's not offensive to either side. Not to mention, there's a lot of scholarship opportunities and modeling opportunities with pageants. So that's a great way to get discovered as well. If I also offer pageant training if anybody's interested. But, definitely Miss California, Miss Teen USA, highly recommend. I think their cutoff age is 26 years old. And it's really easy to apply. If they have any questions, they're more than welcome to email me for that.
So what's the email? How do people get involved in that if they need help?
They can go to pr@jgmodeltalent.com, or I have a contact me section on my website at jgmodeltalent.com. Sorry.
Okay, awesome. Well, what about as far as figure, as far as what you're eating and exercise, and, you know, tell us some of your secrets and how you stay so beautifully, just your curves are just so perfect.
To be honest with you, I am so the wrong person to ask for that, because I am what they call skinny fat. I eat a lot. I eat like a fat girl loves her cake, I'm telling you. I'm not lucky with genetics, but I do know that it is very important to maintain your image. You want to be able to look like your photos. So I do know that I have heard that yoga and Bikram yoga is very, very good to keep you the lean, toned figure. I only work out probably once a week. And when I do work out, I know people are probably hating me right now.
Just imagine what the listeners are. This beep, what the heck? This lucky son of a. You know what I mean? Like they some girls, some models have to, like, really, really work at it. And you're on my show going like, oh yeah, you know, I eat Twinkies and my secrets are pizza and da 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 and I don't gain a pound and I don't work out at all.
I think that. I actually eat all day long, and I actually think that works to my benefit. I think, like, if you eat more often, smaller meals more often, that actually helps aid your metabolism rather than having one large meal a day. Then your body starts to store its fat. But I do know that if you're gonna work out, I highly recommend, you know, you walk on an incline on the treadmill. That burns fat faster than running, and always work out your legs. They're the biggest muscles in your body. A lot of Pilates, and for females, a lot of Pilates and yoga is really good for you. Bikram's really good detox. It's a great way to slim you down before shoot. Some eating secrets, too. Oh, this is great for girls who want to do a photo shoot today, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm bloated, blah, blah, blah. 2 days before, you can try drinking carrot juice or juicing your own recipes. There's a book that I really, really enjoy. It's called Juicing for Life, and they have all kinds of natural remedies. You can buy a juicer for like $70 and juice your own remedies, like for acne, for headaches, for hair growth, you name it. They have it in that book. It's the Juicing Bible. Carrot juice helps you slim down right before a shoot. If the day of a shoot, you can try eating citrus fruits right before it, and it kind of makes your muscles contract. So it kind of looks a little buff in your abs.
That's cool. It cures, you know, there's juices out there that can cure headaches, and carrot juice helps you slim down.
Amazing.
I thought carrot juice was, like, good for your vision or something.
It helps you clean out your system without getting too graphic.
Gotcha. What do you think about television shows nowadays that portray modeling? Do you agree?
For the most part, they're pretty dead on a lot of the stuff that I see. I have to be honest with you, I don't really watch a lot of television because I'm always so busy. But I can say, like, I know with, you know, America's Next Top Model, they're pretty dead on. It's a harsh industry. You have to be able to take rejection with a grain of salt, but not take it too personally. Take it as more constructive criticism. You're not going to get every job you go to a casting for. There's so much competition out there. You just have to keep your head up and keep trying and just keep working. And believe me, in the beginning, it's short-term pain for long-term gain. I can't even begin to tell you how many castings in the beginning I went to that I didn't get, and I was feeling discouraged, and I was just like, oh my God, nobody likes me, blah, 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 blah. But once you get the momentum going, it gets easier and easier, and sooner than later, the work starts coming to you. And it's definitely worth striving for, because it's an amazing job. It's an amazing industry if you're approaching it the right way. And it doesn't feel like work. I get to travel the world and do fun different things and play dress up all day long. And I know that makes it sound like it's such an easy job. It's not. It's a lot of work. You have to do a lot of homework at home, researching, castings, updating your social media, your websites, photo shoots, maintenance. Maintenance is one of the biggest things between nails. You have to constantly be photo ready or be able to go to a last minute gig. So
now what about when you go out?
Job.
Okay, and thank you so much for all your advice. It's really great advice, wonderful, and really nice of you to put that on my show so people can take it in. What about when you go to a public place? I noticed when we hung out, everybody was kind of staring at you. You know, does that make you feel uneasy sometimes? Or is there any, you know, I know that there's probably girls that go through that when they go out in the public and they're very beautiful and people stare at you. Like, how do you handle that?
You know, I've heard this from a lot of young teenagers, too, that are super tall, but they end up being one of the best high fashion runway models in New York City and Milan. In the beginning, it's a little difficult, but you learn to become immune to it, and you learn to take it as a blessing. Utilize it. utilize it to create the energy in your environment. You know, smile, interact. You actually make great contacts like that. And the only way that I think that it should make you feel uneasy if people are being disrespectful, and at that point, then you need to put your foot down. But to how to act in public when you're getting all that attention, enjoy it. That's what you're working for. And if you don't like that, then this is probably not the job for you.
I agree. And now let's get some music in the background there. So what if you could think of all your jobs and all the stuff that you've done, you know, what would be like three of the best ones that would really stick out in your head out of all the stuff that you've done? What were the most fun, and talk to us about those experiences.
Well, I remember one of my first big modeling job was the Remington brand hair product curling iron and bikini trimmer. So I was on the 1.5-inch barrel curling iron. It was all over Target, Walgreens, anywhere that sells one Remington brand curling iron. And the bikini trimmer, I felt a little awkward because I was really shy then too. And, you know, it was my first time posing in lingerie. So that was probably my first biggest job. The second one that I was really, really proud of is at the cover of FHM magazine with Tali Cash, Tara Patrick. That was a lot of fun. I have some behind-the-scenes video of that shoot on my youtube.com/JGModelTalent. I got to ride a midget horse that actually ran me into a tree, so it was quite an experience. And that's all caught on video, by the way. And then I would say probably my most recent one, I just posted it in this past 2 days. I did Maxim South Korea, and I'm pretty excited about that. And I'm actually on Maxim Online USA right now, too, under in Maxim Stack. So some big news
yes.
there.
I know, I've been promoting that, and I've gotten lots of comments and feedback on that, and may I say, oh my god, biting my finger right now, that is like it should have a caution sign on it, you know, caution while viewing this picture, it may do things to you, you know what I mean, like, I don't know, like, that picture is amazingly, like you're perfect in that picture. The pose is perfect, and I mean the team.
You know, it's funny that picture was he caught me off guard in that picture. That wasn't me. I wasn't posing like that. I think I was like looking back and talking, and he happened to snap the photo, and we happened to pick that one. Mike Prado is the photographer. I highly recommend him for any models interested in doing swimwear, lingerie, or submissions or glamour. He's great.
Well, round of applause to Mr. Mike Prado. That guy's got some skills. So all right. So you've done Maxim, and you've done all these things. Talk to us about the average day for Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. What happens when you wake up? What happens when you go to sleep?
What happens when I wake up? When I go to well, my day's different every day. Like I said, one of the best perks of this job.
It's the show.
Say that again?
I said, talk to us about your most interesting day. This is a show. Entertain. We have to entertain
them.
Yeah.
Well, my a usual day for me, I go to wake up about 9 or 10, and then I always get, first thing I do is I check my emails, my social media, my casting. And then I go run my errands and go to the gym if it's one of those days where I go to the gym, and usually I'm into hair and makeup and off to a shoot, or I'm off on an airplane. But if on a day off where I'm not working, I tend to like, I live by the beach, so I just hop on my little bike. I go down to I'm less than a mile from the beach. I go down there and stroll the strand, enjoy the nice weather, and grab myself an ice cream. I'm addicted to Haagen-Dazs. Addicted. And I'm just playing the sun. I guess I'm kind of boring.
Bad example on my show. You tell models and fans to eat Haagen-Dazs ice cream and don't work out and work out once a week. And, man, I'm just kidding.
Don't take my advice there, by the way. I don't want everybody saying, oh, well, Jennifer said I could eat Haagen-Dazs.
You have all these models going.
You need
and doing
to get to know your own body.
You're going to have all these models going and doing their jobs, and they'll be having a big container of Haagen-Dazs ice cream, eating it on set or something. They're like, what are you doing? Oh, well, I heard one of these huge models on the Easy Talk show, and they were eating Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And this, and then you're going to have all these producers going after you. No, I'm kidding.
I know.
Okay.
Right? They're like, you are making that into history pads. No.
Now, my questions do get more deeper as they go along, so if I ever get too deep, just let me know. But what would you say, if you could mention three of your biggest contacts that you have in your Rolodex, who would those be?
Ryan Cabrera, Audrina Patridge, and Bonna White.
And just in case anybody doesn't know who those people are, Ryan Cabrera is who?
Ryan Cabrera is a singer, musician.
And
Sarah Patrick, too.
And Audrina Partridge, you said?
She's
Partridge?
Well known
for the Hills.
Yes.
She's an actress on the Hills. And who was the other one?
I need to see more. Sarah Patrick. She's an adult, an ex-adult film star.
Ex-adult film star. Okay. Well, it's you got a genre.
She's a proud mommy.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, you got a different genre of friends there. All right. So if you could talk to us. I mean, you have 64,000 likes on Facebook, and you have 50,000 on Twitter. You have a lot of fans. It's obvious. Can you
give us
some of the Jennifer Irene Gonzalez secrets of maybe how you've kind of accumulated a fans page like that? Do you have any secrets for anybody?
Well, I actually offer a lot of free premiums for sharing, too, and I do a lot of share for shares. I always believe in helping each other promote. Keeping the audience interested, posting, whether it be once every 2 hours if you have to, of the time, or twice a day, keep them intrigued. One of the ways to get your fans and to get the interactions and the insights up on your page, if you're a fan page, is to keep people talking about it, to offer share for shares. Once in a while, if I feel like my insights are going down, I'll say, hey, share this photo, and I will give you a free 8x10. And for all the people who share it, the chances of only about half of them actually send me their address, but you get all these shares, and you get all these likes after that.
Speaking of a free 8x10, because I want one of these, what we got to do to get a free 8x10 of Jennifer Irene Gonzalez? And it has to be that Maxim photo.
Just mention the show and send me a message, whether it be on my Facebook or my email or my contact page, and I will send it to you. Make sure you write who you want it to and your address. I promise I won't stalk you.
I guess listening to the show and you tweet JG Model Talent on Twitter and you hashtag, which means the number sign, letter E, letter Z, way. That's how Jennifer can know you listen to the show and you want a headshot or you want a 8x10 from her signed. You can tweet her, you can tweet me, you can tweet Easy Way Broadcast, and you can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we hook you up with that. Because I know I'm gonna get like 100 emails. You are beautiful, girl. Beautiful, amazing.
If you're in military, I will send it to you for free overseas.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Any of the military people, you're getting hooked up there. Okay, now, my best question that all my fans always wait for. This show is all about struggles and success. Can you talk to us about, and really kind of be as deep as you can with this, about some struggles that you've encountered within your progressions of being a cover model and everything that you've done, the really hard times that you've gone through, and then how did you overcome those hard times?
Well, I think that one of the – there's so many to list, pros and cons, but I think one of the main things that comes to mind is the finances in the beginning, because you're taking the time and the days off and the gas and the efforts to go to all these castings, and you may or may not book it, and it's not financially worthwhile for you then and there. Trust me, people, if you are really, really motivated and you really want this, the financial positives of it is just, it's insane. So you have to, short-term pain for long-term gain. I can't even begin to tell you how much free work I did in the beginning. Free fashion shows. But guess what? When I did those free fashion shows, I booked like 5 jobs out of that, from like going out, from networking afterwards, giving them my cards, meeting people. I lost my train of thought. When you do the photo shoots, if you want to do a trade with somebody that's like a high-end, like a designer that's got fans, you guys end up sharing your network of fans. Now, I'm not saying that you're always going to have to do trade work, but I feel as though in the beginning it's kind of important to do that so you can establish your name, establish your brand, and, you know, build your resume up. Your resume is what establishes your rate. Your rate and your what people will see and what they want to book you for. Another struggle I think that many models encounter is their self-image. You can't compare yourself to everything you see in magazines and such or so what. You need to embrace your body and what's best for you, what fits for you. If you're 5'3", don't go trying to be a 5'11", size 0 model and expect yourself to look the same. Take what you feel is best for you on your own individual basis, and same with the working out and the eating habits. And utilize that to the best of your advantage. Dude, I can't even tell you. Two of my good friends, I'm going to call you girls out, Carissa Rosario and Melissa Riso, they've got like 10 magazine covers or more, and they do runway, and they're shorter than 5'6". If there's a will, there's a way. So you need to embrace your self-image. You're going to see a lot of constructive criticism in this business, and if you're not strong enough to face it and do it, then this isn't the line of work for you. But, or you can take it with a grain of salt and use it to better yourself and what's best for you. Take it as a learning process.
I love it.
No,
go ahead. Please, have you got another one? These are great stories.
Do we have time? Yeah.
We have time for one more. Yeah.
One of the big, okay, well, then if this is a good one, the biggest thing I have to say is do not burn your bridges with people. Conduct yourself in a professional manner everywhere you go. If you're not okay with the way somebody operates, don't work with them again. But where and when possible, do not burn your bridges, because you'd be surprised who knows who and how small this industry really is, believe it or not. You're gonna run into people everywhere. And word gets around. So if you're a model who flakes on every shoot or you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, trust me, people are going to know about it and it's going to affect you. Make sure you conduct yourself at all times in a professional, happy, good manner, because that will actually benefit you in the end. People will hear about it and they'll refer you work too.
That's great advice, Jennifer, and you're completely right. This is a very small industry, and you never know who knows who, and just be very sweet and polite and nice to everybody. Don't lie. Don't front like you're something you're not, and just be very cautious of how you do your work. If you say you're going to do something, follow through with it. If you say you are something or you're working with something, make sure that's what it is. But, you guys, this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, you rock. Now, don't go anywhere. So I have a surprise. We always have a surprise the easy way on every show. I'm going to play a quick little break here, and then at the end of the break, if you could do me a favor and kind of continue on what you hear. I'm not going to say anything, but when it finishes, continue on what you hear, which is basically a drop from the great Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, cover model international. This is Easy Talk, guys. We'll be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to be introducing her to a couple friends, a little surprise. We'll be right back.
Ooh, I like I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey,
Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuley. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you that hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, and we're back with our Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. And go ahead and do that round of applause because she's so beautiful. Jennifer, if you would, please, can you give us a drop here for Easy Way Broadcasting and that you're doing it the easy way? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Hey, everybody. This is Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, and you're doing it the easy way.
And you're doing it the easy way, and they're doing it the easy way, and we're all doing it the easy way. Okay, so we got a new surprise, and I'm anxious to actually invite and introduce this pretty cool surprise. Guys, there's a new social network coming out. Not going to say the name yet, but this helps you get discovered. It helps you get connected. It helps you get famous. There's no social networks out there that really truly helps you get famous and really truly helps you connect. And I have the founders, the owners, the partners on Easy Talk with us right now. How you doing, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
How are you?
Wonderful. Can we go ahead and announce your guys, yourselves one by one so everybody knows who is on Easy Talk?
My name is Mike Kahn. I'm one of the founders of our new social network.
And you got Kent Speakman here, partners with the company that we're going to tell you about.
So I told them they can't mention the name yet, guys. I want to tease you a little bit. This is going to be really bringing them on here and there. We're going to be posting, and eventually you guys will hear what this is. But trust me, it gets you connected, it gets you discovered, and it gets you famous. It's pretty awesome. So you guys, I want to introduce you to our guest, Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, good friend of mine, and also going to be doing a show on Easy Way Broadcasting here very soon. Over 17 covers of magazines from FHM to Maxim, international model. She's been Miss Taiwan. It goes on and on and on. It's been a great interview. So Jennifer Irene Gonzalez, I want you to meet the founders and owners and partners of a really cool social network. We can't mention the name yet.
Yeah. Woohoo! I can't wait to meet you guys.
Cool. How's it going?
Great to meet you too, Jennifer. That was an excellent interview talking about relationships and presenting yourself in a professional manner. I thought that was point on.
It's very true too.
You guys, Jennifer has done much spokes modeling work and modeling, and I hope hopefully you listened to the whole interview. And if you didn't, everybody's got to go back and listen to the archive because this was an amazing, amazing interview. But we're going to talk a little bit, and Jennifer, I want you to stay on if you have any opinions, because I'd love to get the opinion of an established model like yourself with a social network like this. So you guys, can you tell us a little bit about this new surprise that's coming here very soon here on Easy Talk?
You betcha. Mike, do you want me to start off?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
All right, so we're launching a new social network specifically to connect the entertainment industry. It's a mobile application and website where people can connect with each other, find jobs, casting notices, and continue to build relationships as you would on other social networks such as LinkedIn or Facebook. But our primary focus of the whole platform is the entertainment industry. So if you're a model, you're an actor, you're a musician, a makeup artist, you've got a place to showcase your entire portfolio in one place, all your photos, all your videos, audio clips, and then be able to connect with each other and actually foster and build those relationships. A lot of times in the industry, you'll go out to a casting and you'll meet some people, and over the course of years, you may get to know them, but there's not really a platform to date that allows you to connect with those people immediately and then continue to stay in touch with them. A lot of people use Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter to promote what they're doing, but there's not anything to date that really pulls that all together into one platform specifically for the industry, and that's what we're doing.
Now, is this social network platform going to be connected with Twitter and YouTube and all the wonderful social networks everybody's already used to?
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got full integration with everything from Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, SoundCloud. Probably missing some. Google Plus is coming. So you'll be able to go in when you sign up. You'll be able to find all your contacts across those platforms, connect with them, share what you're working on. So it's fully integrated with most of the platforms that everyone's on currently.
And how are people going to use this? What do they do?
Well, once they're able to, once we come out of the private beta phase and into the public beta phase, you'll be able to go to the iTunes store, download the application, and right away start pulling in all of your content, your photos and videos, everything from a demo reel to a trailer that you've done for a film, music video, and then, of course, all of your photographs, headshots, and then start connecting with people. And that's really what it's about, is making those connections and finding the people you know, finding the people you would like to know, and then get in and look for job postings and start submitting yourself to things that fit what you're looking to do.
Well, I got a little bit to add to this, guys, because you guys all know me. You all know the easy way. You know Mr. Hollywood It guy, everybody that follows me and listens to the show, and all my fans out there and all the people that have heard about me. I am going to be involved with this. We're not going to say exactly what, but I will tell you this. If I'm involved, I can promise you some of the top leading industry people in this game that can open opportunities for you will be involved in the social network, and that's what makes it really, really cool. There is no other social networks out there right now that's fully focusing on entertainment, that puts everything into one and really just makes it simple. And I'll tell you, I sat down, I met with these guys, I saw the iPhone application, I saw the websites, I saw what they have, and it's a very simple format, and it's going to blow up, and Facebook better watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Same with LinkedIn. I said it, not you guys, and I can do whatever I want. There you go. Now, Jennifer, based upon what you've heard, as a model being established in this industry for however long you've been established, over 10 years, what do you think about a platform like this?
I think it's cutting edge. It's exciting because social media takes up a lot of our time. There's so much out there, so I'm pretty excited about this. Like, can I be guinea pig? I want to try it out right away.
We'll get you signed up here before the end of the day, Jennifer.
Say that again?
We'll get you an account signed up before the end of the day.
Oh, perfect. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I think it's amazing. Social media is the key. If you're in the entertainment business, you have to get your name, build your brand. And believe it or not, people see that and you book work.
We'll get you an account before the end of the day because you're doing it the easy way.
Woo, the poet didn't know it.
Perfect.
I want to definitely give a lot of props, and it's funny, too, because the reason I wanted to bring both of you guys on the show is you always got to give credit to where credit's due, and Najee Detez, once again, was the person that introduced me to Michael and this whole situation. Najee Detez was also the person that introduced me to Jennifer, and I want you guys to understand, within not even a whole week, we're already making moves. That's the easy way. That's how we follow up. It's all about focus and follow up and making it happen. Thank you very much, Najee Detez. Follow him, Najeedetige, on Twitter. He's the man, and he's making some great moves. And check him out on a new movie called Hidden Valley, which I had a little a little hand to do with that. I helped him a little bit, but I won't take my own credit or anything like that. But, you know, that's how we roll, the easy way, guys. And so, Najee Detez, thank you so much. All right, now, this social network sounds really, really clever. Now, is this going to be, just to make sure, for artists, models, dancers, photographers, directors, producers, casting people? I mean, everything that has to do with entertainment, correct?
Yeah, makeup artists, hairstylists, dancers, from everything from front end to back end. So you could put on a full fashion show if you wanted to, cast a full TV show, you know, the whole nine yards.
Now, Mike, can you do me a favor? Because I know it's a very interesting story, and if you don't want to describe yourself, that's fine, but I think the listeners would really enjoy to know the backing behind something like this, a vehicle like this. Can you talk to us a little bit about your experience and also your father's experience, which I know is involved in this as well, and your partner? Tell us a little bit about, you know, who you guys are and what's behind it, because everybody wants to know what's behind a vehicle like this.
Yeah, man, we've been in retail business our whole lives, from real estate, clothing, furniture, car business.
really everything. And we had a couple of friends hanging out together, and my friend Jason's brother, my partner Jason's brother, is an incredible drummer for a Misfit cover band. And we were all sitting around, and Jason was you know, shooting ideas back and forth, and he said, we need to find a way to get Jared discovered, and we started just kind of brainstorming on it, and it's been a lot of fun to get from an idea and turned it into reality. So it's been a pretty cool process.
It's funny how things get started, isn't it? It's always fun to hear the beginning stories. And Kent, do you want to talk a little bit about your experience and who you are?
Yeah, well, really quickly, I'm actually from Canada, so... coming back to the relationships thing, in order to move from a different country and get yourself established in a place like Los Angeles, it all comes back to relationships. So I definitely understand the appreciation of how important they are in anything and everything that you do. My background was actually in the digital space and doing some entertainment stuff at the same time. So I've worked for some smaller boutique interactive agencies, larger publicly traded ones. I've started my own, which is called Engagia. We were, you know, we've gotten some pretty nice accolades for some of our past work. And we started working with different startups and really just I have a passion for the startup space and doing things that are innovative. And when Mike and Jason and Brent came to me and asked if I'd like to get involved, I jumped on it right away because it's such an awesome opportunity. So that's kind of how I got involved with it. I've also had a little bit of a background in the entertainment space, from production to some different feature films and shows. So I've got enough of an understanding to be able to bring some of that to the team as well. And so between what we've all done together, it's really a very exciting synergy to pull together to create a platform where we're going to be able to take care of all of these different user types and their specific needs and in a really simple and easy, clean way to do it.
Do you notice how my name popped in that conversation? See, I'm everywhere. Watch out, I'm like the plague. No, I'm kidding. Hey, that's awesome, man. And you also forgot to mention that you have like 100,000 plus followers and you're a really popular dude. So you guys, make sure you follow them. This is a really awesome social network. Make sure you keep tuning in to Easy Way Broadcast, Eric Zuli on Facebook, WTV. I mean, all the fun stuff that we do. You just follow E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Do you guys want to mention your personal Twitters? You can't mention the company name yet because we're keeping that a secret. And we're gonna just itch. It's gonna itch at everybody. And eventually, we'll. If you want people to follow you personally, please mention your Twitters.
Go ahead, Liz.
Yeah, mine is Kent Speakman, KentSpeakman.
And mine's MKHN81. That's MKHN81.
And remember, JG Model Talent on Twitter as well with Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. You guys, you rock. Thank you so much for coming on. And last words in closing, yeah, to all the fans.
Get connected, get discovered, get famous.
There you go. That works. Yep. And that's
and cool. Don't forget to tweet.
And don't remember, you get the headshot. I'm telling you guys, you will melt if you see Jennifer Irene Gonzalez in the Maxim. And if you go to my Instagram, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, you will see me and Jennifer. And I'm sorry, Jennifer, I had to exploit you. You're all over my Instagram. That picture, that picture is amazing.
It.
You will. It's so hot.
Did you
see
the new Maxim? I just posted a new Maxim yesterday.
There's another one?
Yeah, South Korea.
Oh, please email it to me. But I'm telling you, the picture is so hot, it melted my phone. I had to go over to Verizon and get another phone. The second I posted it on my Instagram, I'm not even kidding. But you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Easy Talk and hanging with Easy. And you know, this sounds like a really, really awesome tool. It sounds like a really awesome situation and vehicle that's going to be coming out, and it really is going to be useful. It's just amazing, and thank you for creating something like that, because a lot of people need something like that. And now I know all my fans are like, well, what the heck is it? Why aren't you telling us? Stay tuned, guys. You'll know. All right, well, Mike and Kent, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm glad you met my girl, Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. We'll make sure that we get her connected to this situation exclusively, and Yeah, thanks again. I appreciate you guys doing it the easy way.
Yeah, thanks.
Great
a lot,
meeting,
Eric.
Guys.
Good to meet you too, Jennifer.
All right, guys. So now, Jennifer, you didn't. This is, there's so many surprises the easy way. This is just how I roll, and you're gonna hate me. But since you do music, do you sing? Do you rap? What do you do?
Oh, you are not going to make me sing right now.
Oh, never
did
it. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You
gotta show
not.
Us. Put the phone.
No, I can't right now. Huh?
Put the phone on speakerphone. Just say, I do it the easy way, but sing it.
I do it the easy way.
There you go. Do you have any particular? I know you gave me an acapella. You serenaded me, and it was so beautiful. You have a great voice. Can you pick a song?
You
made
me do it in the middle of a restaurant, people. Okay, you made me do it in the middle of a restaurant.
And I made her do it loud too. I pulled it. She did it in the restaurant. People were already staring at her the whole time, and we were like, eating with our chopsticks, and I was acting. I'm like, yeah, she's with me. What? Uh huh. But then I pulled her out. We went to the Kaleidoscope in Orange County, and I pulled her outside, and I made her just belt it, and she's got a beautiful voice. So please share it with our fans before we let you go. Your favorite song.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Here, we'll have to do something different. I wanted to believe that I was left in the dark. Wanted to believe it all. Wanted to believe that it was hurting my heart and soul. And it's so hard to let you go when I wanna believe it all.
Oh my gosh, wow. So I we have a lot of labels, a lot of big people listen to this show, and I'm gonna get like. I'm going to get a ton of emails and Facebook messages. Who the heck is that that was on your show? You are amazing. You're amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And thanks for posting this on all your wonderful Facebooks. I hope you keep pushing it. And so, all right, guys, we have a treat. And I know I haven't talked too much about this. We're going to bring her on again to talk more about this in detail. But Jennifer Irene Gonzalez is going to be casted in a new show that Easyway Broadcasting is doing that I and my friend Sherry Marcy is going to be producing. So get ready. She is the Spanish, Taiwanese, just amazing
right
host. Exactly. Just amazing host for this show. And this show is going to give you all the advice in detail in a whole nother perspective. And she's going to be bringing in her model friends and all her industry friends and stuff. So just stay tuned. It's going to be really awesome. If you want to see a little bit more of Jennifer, you can go to Hollywood, the Easy Way group. You can go to the Facebook. You can go to the YouTube.com/Eric Zulli. And soon it'll be on VWTV. .com. I did an exclusive little interview with her. We did a little intro about the show that's coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do not miss it. Jennifer, your closing words to your friends and family and supporters and fans and last words.
Last words. Oh, gosh. do it the easy way. Make sure you guys stay tuned. It was a great being on the show, and I can't wait to hear more from you guys on our social media. Make sure you give me a shout-out. I always respond to my messages.
All right, guys, so that's Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. Thank you so much for being on the show. We love you. Sing for us again. Just kidding. All right, guys, so make sure you follow Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. Just Google that or go to JG Model Talent on Twitter. Thank you so much for being our guest, Jennifer. We're looking forward to your show, looking forward to all the magic that we're going to be doing together, and you rock. And please send me that Maxim picture right now, this second. Please.
I will
go.
Do it right now. Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, so that was Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. She is so beautiful, Taiwanese and Spanish. Make sure you check her out, jgmodeltalent.com. She's amazing, amazing, amazing. So we're going to go pop on a quick song here, and then I'm going to call up my boy Gregory A. Lewis, tell you about WTV and what's going to be posted next. This is Eva's Universe, which we killed with at the Teen Self-Esteem charity event. She killed that performance, and she's got a casting and auditions and tours and tons of crazy stuff. Check this out. We'll be right back.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Have for
4 in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything.
We want to hear what's going on with WTV the easy way.
Yeah.
Mr. Gregory, are you there?
Hello, Gregory.
Hey, what's going on, Easy? How you doing? How you doing, brother?
This is not my fault, man. I hate when that happens. God, it was like so such a perfect transaction. You had the music. It was just fading out. And then I'm like, hey, Mr. Gregory. And then you didn't pop in because we had the glitches. But I hate that. But it's all right. I'll transition to perfect next time. What's up, my man? What's going on with WTV? Talk to us. Don't tell me that it's happening. Hello, Mr. Gregory. Hello.
Can you hear me? I hope I'm not on mute.
All right. No, you're not on mute. Okay. Let me try this again. What's going on with WTV the easy way, Mr. Gregory? You better talk.
What's going on with WTV right now? We have some interviews that are going to be worked on this weekend and going to be up on WTV brand new this upcoming week. We have Kid and Duty from Shake Up Chicago. Interview with Shannon Elizabeth from the American Pie series, Eddie Bongo Brown, the legendary funk brother himself, actually tied to Motown and all the music that you hear from Motown, Los Angeles 5-time champion Michael Cooper interview, and also tied through the Kevin T. Robinson show, the Keith Sweat interview, the R&B legend. So just wanted to share that with you.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, hey, stay tuned, WTV, Easy Way fans, Easy Talk fans. We got a lot of really cool stuff coming up, and that's all edited and produced and provided to you by T.I. Films.
it's in the building. Absolutely, absolutely, Eric, absolutely. Yeah,
we don't
ask. T.I. Films, yeah, we take over. That's all. And so Eric, that's basically what's going to be peaking on WTV, and hopefully everyone is definitely excited by, checking out the content and the footage that we have, and I look forward to, seeing the feedback and response from, everyone that's tied to the Easy Way broadcast and WTV networks.
Hey, I heard you say something about a Kevin T. Robinson show or something. What's up with that? Is it a new show popping up?
Yeah, a new show that's tied and popping up with it's powered by WTV Networks, and they have I've been working to make sure that everything works itself out and ties into WTV Networks brand, and one of the interviews that they have is with Keith Sweat, and there's going to be more content coming from the East Coast that's going to be tied to the West Coast productions. So I've been helping out their overall staff and their editors and just getting everything, formatted for WTV Networks.
That is awesome. And guys, by the way, my girl Jennifer just sent me her Maxim, her other Maxim shot. And let me give you another. Oh, God. Oh, God, she's so hot. That's my new sound. I'm actually going to record that. So every time Jennifer comes on, you're just going to get that sound because she's so hot. That was we had a Maxim model cover, actually international cover, Maxim, FHM, pretty much everything model on, and she's going to be doing a show on Easy Way Broadcasting, and I have to just go, oh, my God, she's so hot. That's her sound. But, hey, thank you, Gregory, appreciate it. We're going to have to get to our next segment. We're going to go ahead and pop on a quick song here. This was introduced to me
by my man, Mr. Shane Sparks, which is, by the way, make sure you tune in tomorrow, Shane Sparks. He was on So You Think You Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, Planet Dance, every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. He's doing an awesome show happening tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. We're going to pop on this music here, and when we come back, we are going to do we're going to put on my girl, Patricia Shipp, which is the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, and man, does she got gossip. And it's only on Easy Talk, first hand, you get it with us, and then you go get the rest of it to listen to the rest of the story at National Enquirer. You go get that magazine. That's how it works. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Gregory. We are waiting for those interviews, so they can follow WTV, I assume, on Facebook, and TI Films, I assume, to know what's going on, right?
Absolutely. TI Films is in the building. We don't ask, we take over.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, we're going to pop this music on. We will be right back with my girl Patricia Shipp with the gossip, the easy way, 411. So cool. All right, we'll be right back. Yes, sir.
You know, there's a lot of negative things going on in our community, and I think it's time to come together. It's being time to come together, and you know what they say. It takes a village to raise a child. So let's save our youth. Can we all come together and show our youth we care? Even though it might be challenging, they need to know we there. In my eyes, it's like all this madness isn't fair. What a shame, because their souls are pure, but who's to blame? If we all came together, I'm sure that we could change, make a difference in their lives. They'll see it ain't the same. It's not about hanging out on the corner, making change. It's about education and getting occupation, living to chase your dreams. Life ain't hard as it seems. Choose the right way, choose the path to success. Double what you know, study hard, do your best. Keep your head in the books, not the streets, pass the test. Think about it, do you really want to be in these streets? Trying to make yourself out for who you're trying to be. Is it really, truly worth it going to jail over dumbness? Put your faith in God, stay positive, overcome this. Stand up and let our youth know we care. Through all the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set truth, because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. Through all the negative, the positive is there.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hey guys, it's Pat from the National Enquirer calling in to give you the update on this week. Wasn't that story cool about Will Smith and Justin Bieber last week? I tried to tell you. You got to pick up the paper and finish reading the exclusive story. But now this week I have another bombshell. John Travolta was seen getting on a train at 3 a.m. in San Antonio, Texas with another guy. You got to pick up the Enquirer this week to read what happened and see the pictures for yourself. It's going to blow your mind. You'll never believe it. Now, we also love Ellen DeGeneres. Love, love, love her. She saw a homeless woman in Santa Monica knitting. And she said, okay, you know what? I'm going to send back my assistant to buy everything you have. And the woman started crying, saying, everybody always says that, but they never do. Well, that just broke Ellen's heart in two. She couldn't believe it. So she called her assistant at that moment on the phone and told her to come over here right now and send, you know, and spend all the money to buy what this woman had. The woman said, you know, she appreciated it, but what she really wanted to do was go back home and see her family. So instead of just, in addition to buying everything that what the woman had, Ellen also told her assistant to buy a ticket for this woman to Louisiana. So, you know, Ellen is just not pretending to be a kind person on TV. She really, really is. And now I also wanted to say, you know, everybody talks about the reality stars on TV. Does reality show and humiliation and degradation and shame on your family pay off? It absolutely does. Now, the Duck Dynasty guys collectively, it's the father and his three sons collectively, they are worth $32 million. NeNe Leakes, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, The Big Mouth, Housewives of Atlanta, and now on The New Normal and on Glee, she is worth $4.5 million. Kim Kardashian, who is well known for her sex tape initially and now for just being pregnant, is worth $40 million. It's unbelievable. Patty Sanger is fixing up people, the millionaire matchmaker. She's, you know, fixing up people all over the world, and she's worth $4.5 million. Gordon Ramsay, Hell's Kitchen, and all the other stuff that she's yelling, he's yelling at people about the restaurants. He's yelling all over this country, and he's cooked up $50 million. Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey, she flips a table and has earned $11 million. Faye Resnick, who's well known for her O.J. Simpson connections with Nicole Brown Simpson, she is worth $3.5 million. And finally, Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and her husband, who is a real estate agent, they pull in $20 million. So you know what? The humiliation may be worth it. You know, you might not want to be embarrassed on TV, but at the end of the day, they're all running to the bank. So this is Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer. Please pick it up this week to read all the other juicy gossip. There's a lot going on, and I'm sure you will be pleased. There's some Tiger Woods stories. There's a Robert Wagner story that you don't want to, you know, miss. So pick it up and find out what's really going on. This is Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer, and we'll talk to you next week.
Crazy, don't it?
You see that? It's a light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run up the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist. Pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the scene. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 just crazy, crazy, crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First look, then a hand.
21, it's a whole family. They're amazing, and I just had to put that song because it makes me want to go crazy. I hear that awesome info, that Hollywood 401 by Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, only on Easy Talk. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's how we do it. We got a really awesome guest, as usual, coming up again next week, so make sure you tune in. Got a lot of more awesome, I can't even talk, a lot of more awesome Hollywood 411 for you. Great segments. We got some surprises. It just keeps on moving and moving, moving and grooving. So make sure you check out my boy Shane Sparks' show tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Planet Dance. Same spot, Easy Way Broadcasting. That's how we do it. So this is your man, Eric Easy Zuli, doing it the easy way, only how easy does it. HollywoodItGuy.com for more hot stories. Check out the blog or follow me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Love you guys. I'll catch you next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.